They got the, those $2 bills come back.
They got them back.
You're talking about calling all those animals. What about your pigs? Did you have a way you could call them when you wanted to feed them? Was there any special way?
Let me tell you what these would do as I showed you the pictures. If it's the truth, if it's the
pigs,
truth.
Pigs, who said?
Huh?
Pigs.
I said, go ahead and tell me though first.
Here. I went down the long river right under this picture was made. And this boy had a fence that went, he used the river that was on his land. And he had the river, one cows couldn't cross that river. And he had a fence on the other side. We had to go through a gate to get in there where the timber was. And this boy that owned the land told me your dad was dead. He said, now you won't turn your steers out every Friday, Saturday evening, why just go ahead and turn them out and let them run out. They can't hurt nothing. They can get water. And we'd have to carry feed up there every Sunday evening to feed them. Truck to carry feed up. Them steers would be up down, we'd see them down there. We had to go way down there and crawl. And then come right back up on the other side where the lot was across that bank. And them steers would cross up there. And they'd be grazing along up there when we come down to that feed. And the time we could go down here and get back up at the lot, every one of them would be in the lot there waiting on.
Oh.
They'd sure do that now. Them same pictures I showed you the picture.
Now, when you had your hogs, is there any way you call the hogs like you call a...
Yeah,
you know the cows. How'd you do that? What about if they wanted to shoo them, to get them out of the way? How would they, do they have anything they'd say to those old
shoo
hogs?
Shoo it.
Shoo it?
Shoo it, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Not
when you were, when,
I forgot that.
When they were raising those sheep, did they have any special way to call those? Or?
He's a dinosaur.
That's the way I would remember. I hear that my dad in my imagination now. He has to draw a pair of cotton trees.
Where are you going?
A long walk. He had a bunch.
Well, what about the chickens? Could you have a way to call them? Could you have a way to scatter them?
That rooster there and that hen that I've got, I can go out there and call them, they'll come right to me in feeding time.
You go to scare them, you can show them. You have to.
Do that away, and they're gone.
We're talking about, you know, talking about those cows and everything. Was there any, what would you say that sound that, you know, that little calf, it, when she's being weaned, what do you say that she does, that sound she makes? She say she does what, the little calf? Is any? You know the little sound, the noise she makes? What do people?
I mean, lowing, that's what they call it, lowing. She's lowing for calf.
Calf do the same thing?
Yeah, calves are lowing for mother.
Blake, a lot.
Yeah, Blake, some of them say, lowing and Blake.
What about the horse? Does he make any special?
Yeah, they call that knicker.
Knicker?
That horse knicker.
You know, who's
the mule, bray.
He makes his brays, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the old Jack does too. They say he brays too.
Yeah.
We've been talking about animals and chickens. What do they call it? The chicken that's on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Yeah. I guess that's it. We're talking about those chickens. You remember when you were coming up as a boy? Did it, was that part of the chicken that the kids used to like to get and pull apart like that?
The drumstick.
Pulley bone.
Did they have any kind of superstition with the pulley bone? If somebody was going to get the short end or long end? Mm-hmm. How did y'all do that?
One got the short end get married first.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about it. I never would have thought of it.
We're talking about the inside, all the inside parts of the chicken that you could eat. Was there any special name for those, for all those inside parts together that you could eat, like a liver and all?